Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable. Yeah, baby. My kids do it at North. The Braves win it. 1-0. Yeah, baby. And a steal. Fumble. Inside. The freshman up.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Check the clock, sports fans.
Yeah.
The Taco Man audio magazine is in your face. Straight up, my name is Johnny Taco. Welcome to the audio magazine for the next hour. I hope to entertain you, inform you, and maybe infuriate you all at the same time. Straight up, you can join me on the toll-free if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, also the guilt-free. And I invented this for the Saturday Night Crew because, you know, people get drunk on Saturday nights, don't want to talk on the radio, act like a fool. So the bottom line is we have the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. The number, the text line for the studio, 415-275-1613. That's right. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. We'll hear from the King tonight. Of course, LeBron James, King of the Hardwood, no doubt about it, baby. The L.A. Lakers, not the greatest team in the world, but if they get Kevin Durant, maybe. That's what they're hoping for, of course. Will that happen? Well, we'll hear from LeBron in depth tonight at 40 minutes past the hour. But wait, I'm not done. Of course, we'll open things up with the king of late night TV. That's right. The great Seth Meyers is now. And then he's back. That's right. The kid's back from vacation. The great, the star of the show. I'm talking about Mr. Dominic Mendez and Dom's Diner at 20 minutes past the hour. So straight up, all kinds of things to go forward to here in the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. Once again, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-759. And the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Text the studio, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine, live on Sports Byline and SiriusXM Satellite Radio, channel 211.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at bestegg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-224-5353. That's 800-224-5353. 800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Nick Ebram. I like to have a nice, smooth shave. I do have a goatee. I like to make sure the skin around it is nice and smooth. And you know, when you're using one of those disposable razors, you never know what you're going to get. You don't get a great shave. But I tell you, I have found the solution to my shaving issues with Harry's razors. Non-slip, comfortable handle. I think these are absolutely the best. Right now, you could get a $13 value trial set. Comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. You can get a $13 value trial set right now. Go to harrys.com/worldsoccer. Go right now, harrys.com/worldsoccer. Redeem your offer right now and let them know that I, Nick Gieber, sent you. harrys.com/worldsoccer to go get your Harry's razors.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Lawmakers reached a deal to avoid another government shutdown, but President Trump says he's not happy with it. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. If there's one thing we've learned about Donald Trump in the 2 years he's been president, it's that you can't negotiate with him, which is ironic considering that was his whole thing he was supposed to be, a great deal maker who could bring everyone together. Although even during the campaign, there were hints that he didn't really know what he was talking about.
With Congress, you have to get everybody in a room, and you have to get them to agree. But you have to get them to agree what you want, and that's part of being a dealmaker. You have to get people in, grab them, hug them, kiss them, and get the deal done. But it's got to be the deal that you want.
What are you talking about? I mean, we all know you didn't write The Art of the Deal, but did you not even read it? I mean, I'm just imagining Trump chasing Chuck Schumer around the Oval Office trying to hug him. Come here, Chuck. We gotta make a deal, Chuck. Now, if Trump kissed Mitch McConnell, on the other hand, he might finally turn into a prince. Also, what you're describing is not a deal. What you're describing is a Benny Hill sketch, which is, I guess, why you have the same hair. This keeps happening. For 2 years, Trump has said in public that he wants to make a deal, but then in reality, he has neither the ability to negotiate nor the interest. For example, you might remember that after Trump unilaterally subjected the country to the longest government shutdown in history, forcing workers to go without paychecks, he claimed the one thing he had gotten in his deal with the Democrats was an agreement to negotiate over the wall. Although, as usual, he was very hung up on what words we should use to describe the wall.
I have seen and heard from enough Democrats and Republicans that they are willing to put partisanship aside. They have said they are for complete border security, and they have finally and fully acknowledged that having barriers, fencing, or walls, or whatever you want to call it.
How can you negotiate for something when you don't even know what it is? You know, people say Trump doesn't work very hard, but he's clearly spent a lot of time sitting in his office typing the word wall into a thesaurus.
Call it whatever you want. Barriers, fencing, fortifications, enclosures, parapets.
So that was Trump's big announcement after the shutdown, that lawmakers from both sides would get together and come up with a deal that would avoid another government shutdown by the end of the week. So how's that going? Well, on Monday night, Trump was asked for an update on the negotiations during an interview on Fox News and said he wasn't following the negotiations because he was spending his time doing interviews on Fox News.
Mr. President, word broke late today, early this evening, that there might be some tentative deal struck to avert a government shutdown. What can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that a lot of things have changed, and we'll see what happens. I can't go into the exact deal. I just heard it very quickly coming over to see you. It was between the deal and you, and I had to choose you.
He literally said, I had a choice between running the government and going on Fox News, and I chose Fox News. No quote has ever summed up Trump's presidency better than that. Also, anyone can get on Fox News. It's not some exclusive high-end nightclub. Last week, they put this guy on TV to talk about health care.
I have eternal health care, and it's free. Doctors can give you a little temporary reprieve, but they cannot save you from physical death. The doctors who treat you, they die too.
That guy wasn't even in New York. They just brought a camera to his shack in the woods. So Trump made a big show of championing the bipartisan talks after he caved in the shutdown fight, and now he says he's not even paying attention to them, which might explain why, when he found out that the deal didn't have any money for a concrete border wall yesterday, he said he wasn't happy with it. Although he didn't even really seem to know what he wanted or what he was upset about.
Sir, will you sign Congress's border deal?
I have to study it. I'm not happy about it. It's not doing the trick, but I'm adding things to it. And when you add whatever I have to add, it's all going to happen.
He has all the specificity of a Real Housewives promo. When you add whatever I have to add, it's all going to happen. I mean, I hope he's never the only eyewitness to a crime. Yeah, it was a person somewhere between 3 and 10 feet tall. 2 legs. Oh, and clothes. He had clothes on. Or she. Trump talks about the wall like he just ran into one. Every few months, we have to go through this exhausting ritual where we pretend the president actually knows what he's talking about, even though it's clear he doesn't. The negotiations over the wall are just like the negotiations over health care in 2017, when Trump kept saying he wanted Democrats to work with him on the GOP health care bill, but also made clear he had no idea what was in the GOP health care bill.
We had to go with the health care first, and we're doing well. I think we're going to have some great surprises.
We are looking at a health care that would be a fantastic tribute to our country. A health care that will take care of people finally for the right reasons and also at the right cost. This will be a plan where you can choose your doctor. This will be a plan where you can choose your plan. And you know what the plan is? This is the plan.
I call it the plan, plan, plan.
Every time he talks about something complicated, it's like an episode of Seinfeld where George is trying to get fired. I have a plan, Jerry. What's the plan? It's a plan where you can choose your plan. And you think you'll get away with this plan? That's the plan. Well, that's a hell of a plan. Yesterday, Trump tried to argue that the wall was already being built, which is not true. And he even claimed he was making old sections of the wall look beautiful by repainting them.
We're getting a beautiful looking structure, because it was crazy what they were putting up. In fact, I happen to think that the walls that they were building were so unattractive and so ugly that walls got bad names, okay, if that means anything.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't mean anything to us. Walls didn't have bad names. Walls had no names. Before you showed up, we never talked about walls at all. And we certainly never chanted about them. Trump then continued to insist that the wall was being built while simultaneously complaining that he was mad that Congress wasn't giving him money to build the wall, and it was impossible to follow. See if you understand what he is talking about here.
I can tell you that, am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no, I'm not. I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled. Because we're supplementing things and moving things around, and we're doing things that are fantastic.
In the span of 20 seconds, he went from saying he was not happy to saying he was thrilled to saying he was doing things that are fantastic. If we just let him keep talking, he'll say he's building the wall, he built the wall, everyone loves the wall, and he's moving to the southern border to live in a one-bedroom apartment with his best friend, the wall. We're going to film it for a TV show and call it Wall and Grace. We are in this situation because Trump sold his supporters an obvious lie he had no intention of keeping, and now he's desperately trying to save face. For example, now he's just lying and saying the wall is already getting built. In fact, he even said recently that his supporters should start chanting, finish the wall, rather than build the wall. But judging from his rally in Texas on Monday, his supporters didn't exactly hear the news.
We're building the wall. A lot of it is, I mean, the chant now should be finish the wall as opposed to build the wall, because we're building a lot of wall.
Even your supporters know that you haven't started the wall. Because they know if you had, Fox News would have a camera pointed at it 24/7, and the foreman on the job would be the fourth Fox and Friend. In fact, after that chant, Trump tried to tell the crowd that they were wrong.
You really mean finish that wall, because we built a lot of it. Finish that wall.
He's like the world's hypnotist. You're a chicken. What are you talking about? Stop talking. Chickens don't talk. This is the lesson of Trump's presidency so far. You can't negotiate with someone who inhabits a different reality than you do. Trump spends all day digesting lies from Fox News. Fox News, in turn, reinforces his alternate reality. In fact, Fox News has been insisting for weeks that even though Trump didn't get any money for his wall, in the end, he'll find a way to win.
Anyone out there, by the way, thinking President Trump caved today, you don't really know the Donald Trump I know. He right now holds all the cards. Okay.
I think the president's probably going to say, you know what? I'm going to take that number right there, $1.4 billion for 55 miles of border wall. And then I bet he's got something up his sleeve.
If Trump ever has anything up his sleeve, it's a cheeseburger that somehow got stuck there. He just hasn't found it yet. What the hell is, oh, hello, friend. Trump sold his voters an obvious lie that he had no intention of keeping, and now he's concocting more lies to justify the original lie. He's never going to get his wall. He doesn't even have a plan for getting his wall. If you asked him to describe his plan, he'd say,
you know what the plan is? This is the plan.
This has been A Closer Look.
The heavyweight champion of late-night TV, no doubt about it, baby, Mr. Seth Meyers in the house. You're tuned to Sports Byline. Next up, Dom Steiner on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice, cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for the business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
It's that time again. Welcome back. Dominic Jimenez here. I am the owner of Dom's Diner, the operator, the CEO, the COO, whatever you want to call it. This is my place of business, and I would like to welcome you to it. Another edition of Dom's Diner here on the Taco Man Audio Magazine on Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, iHeart, TuneIn, SiriusXM. We're all over the place, so however you might be consuming this media, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And it's time for you to consume something else because I've got some great stuff on the specials tonight. Some great winners, some great losers, a little bit of say what, all kinds of good stuff going on. All on the menu tonight, exclusively Dom's Diner. Let's not waste any time. Let's go right to it. First off, winners, and I've got some good winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Shaquilla Knight, Grambling State basketball player. Grambling State women's basketball player. That's right. You may not have heard of her before, and that's fair. Grambling State, not a huge powerhouse when it comes to basketball, but Shaquilla Knight recorded her second quadruple-double of her NCAA career with 21 points, 16 rebounds, 13 assists, and 10 steals the other night. She has more quadruple-doubles than all men's Division I players have combined and has won. So how about that? One woman's player has more career quadruple-doubles, quadruple-doubles than every men's player in Division I right now combined. They've got one, so anytime that you can have a quadruple-double, that makes you a winner. Anytime you can pick up a second career quadruple-double, you're a double winner. And anytime you've got more quadruple-doubles than the rest of men's basketball, D1, you're absolutely leading this thing off. You are the top of the winners list for me. Shout out to Shaquilla Knight of Grambling State with her second career quadruple-double. Next winners, it's a combo. Nolan Arenado, the third baseman for the Colorado Rockies, and Blake Treinen, the closer for the Oakland Athletics. Weird combination, right? Sure, they're both baseball players, but one is a third baseman in the National League, the other is a closer in the American League. Well, they both set arbitration figure records. Yeah, both of them went to arbitration. Arenado was awarded $26 million in arbitration. It's the largest amount ever given to a player. And Blake Treinen went to arbitration with the A's, and he was awarded $6.4 million, a record for relief pitchers. So, you gotta give credit to them. Yeah, they're still under contract, but they're getting paid big bucks, especially Arenado, $26 million for 2019. And Blake Treinen setting the record for relievers at $6.4 million, nothing to scoff at. More on the MLB hot stove, and actually it's more like the lukewarm stove, cold stove even. A little more on that later, but Arenado and Treinen got paid $26 million and $6.4 million records for their respective positions, and Arenado, all players, period. Next winner, Russell Westbrook. That's right, Mr. Triple-Double himself. We had Shaquilla Knight with the quadruple-doubles. Russell Westbrook, an NBA record, 11 straight triple-doubles. He set the record on Monday, getting his 10th, and then he extended that to 11 on Thursday. So Russell Westbrook's last 11 games, he has recorded a quadruple-double. Remember, he only became the second player to ever record a triple-double in NBA history over the course of a season. He joined Oscar Robertson in when Russell Westbrook won the MVP. And then he did it again last season. He didn't win the MVP, but he did it again and averaged another triple-double last year. So I don't think he's on pace for it quite yet this season, but just the fact that he's gone 11 straight games and recorded a triple-double. And the Thunder are winning. It's not like these are, you know, a lot. One of the big knocks on Russell Westbrook is people, oh, he's a stat padder. He doesn't actually make his teammates better. There's a level of truth to that. Just because he's not the greatest pure scorer, he's not a shooter. Russell Westbrook relies a lot on his athleticism, but he gets the job done. And yes, the turnovers are there, but you know who else turns the ball over a lot? Steph Curry. You're not going to knock Steph Curry for turning it over too much and calling him, oh, he doesn't make his teammates better, because that's a lie. Russell Westbrook makes this team better. But a large part of the Thunder's success relies on their number two. And arguably, he could be their number one because the guy has been that damn good this year. And that's Paul George. Paul George has been on a tear. He's averaging almost 30 points a game this season. It'd be 10 points higher than his career average of about 20. Paul George, over his last 12 games, 47 points, 45, 27, 39, 37, 43, 37, 36, 36, 31, 31, and 28. The Thunder have lost one game in that stretch. So like I said, Russell Westbrook has got an 11-game stretch of triple-doubles. Paul George has a 12-game stretch of scoring 25-plus, with the exception of one game when he scored 23, and they still won that game. His one loss was when they scored 37. So it's a team effort. We see this with the Warriors. Oh, yeah, on any given night, KD could go off, or Steph could go off, or Klay could go off. But when they're playing incredibly well together, they're almost impossible to beat. The Thunder, when you've got Paul George playing on all fires, firing on all cylinders, scoring at will, Russell Westbrook, the rebounds, the points, the assists, and don't forget Paul George, the thing that I think separates him from so many of the top players in the NBA, at least especially when it comes to scoring, is Paul George is one of the premier defenders in the NBA, not even at the wing position, just in general. Paul George, consistently in the top 5, top 10 in steals per game. He can eliminate the other team's best player. So when you think about it, Steven Adams, the terrific center, anchoring the paint. Russell Westbrook, very athletic, very strong, very quick for a point guard. He, when he wants to buckle down, can play terrific defense. And then you've got Paul George, who can guard the wings and play terrific defense. Now, yes, the Warriors present a different kind of matchup, very unique, because they have four great scorers, if you throw in DeMarcus Cousins in there, too. One more than the Thunder have excellent defenders, but that's besides the point. Paul George has been playing so fantastically this season. It's been so impressive. It's been terrific. The defense, the stellar, the offense has come around. A little bit of pressure is off of him because he doesn't have to do everything on offense like he did in Indiana. Paul George might be an MVP candidate. He is an MVP candidate. As they close down the season, if the Thunder can make some moves and kind of get up there in the standings, I think he's got a legitimate shot at winning the MVP. So look out for that. Paul George, fantastic this season. All right, and we've got one more winner, Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, you haven't heard his name in quite a while now, have you? Colin Kaepernick, former 49ers quarterback. He was suing the league for collusion, and they were blackballing him and keeping him out of the league and everything, and that case has come to a head. No, he will not be returning to the NFL, at least not yet, but Kaepernick and the NFL agreed on what was reported to be a hefty settlement payout. Now, both parties signed the extent of a very high-end non-disclosure agreement, so we're probably never going to know what the numbers were or what the discussion was, but you have to wonder, if Kaepernick was paid a ton of money by the NFL, you'd think they realize, oh, you know what, Colin Kaepernick, yeah, he might win this case. That's not a good thing. He might actually win this thing. He might bury us, because I don't think the NFL pays out a ton of money if they think that they're going to still win the case against Kaepernick, because if they beat Kaepernick, all right, we didn't collude. You're just a bad quarterback. But if they lose the case, oh, they did collude against Colin Kaepernick to keep him out of the league. He's still not going to be in the league, but that's not a good look on the NFL. their overall image, which has taken some hits in the last few years. You think of the Ray Rice incident. Ezekiel Elliott had some domestic things. Kareem Hunt has had multiple run-ins. Randy Gregory with the drugs. Josh Gordon with the weed. It's a PR thing. I think the NFL realized, hey, we're not going to win this case. Colin Kaepernick is going to prove that there was, and his team are going to prove that there was indeed collusion. So the NFL giving Colin Kaepernick a lot of money. I'm excited to see what Kaepernick does with that money to further promote his work and his giving back to the communities that he's done so well since beginning his kneeling. I look forward to seeing what Kaepernick can do. And before we close things down, really quick, say what?
Say what?
A better wins $100,000 on a $250 bet at the Super Bowl. What? Yeah, that's right. $100,000 in his pocket because he made a $250 bet. It was on an obscure prop bet. He placed a $250 wager on the Rams to only score 3 points at 400-1 odds. So he walked away with a cool 100 grand for betting $250. Good on you, dude. That is awesome. Shout out to, or dudette, whoever it might be. Shout out to you. Awesome job with the betting. Next up on the Taco Man Audio Magazine, the king is in the house, LeBron James. You're tuned in to Sports Byline USA.
George twirls, and that silky smooth stroke.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. Spring is just around the corner, so now is the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like installing kitchen cabinets, next on my to-do list, or a big project like remodeling that kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for your exact job. You can read customer reviews, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. No matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a big job like a new roof, HomeAdvisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
He's the king of the hardwood, no doubt about it. Mr. LeBron James, the LA Lakers, baby's everybody's MVP.
I think it's great for the city of Charlotte. Obviously, with MJ being the owner of the franchise here, to be able to host the All-Star game. This is the biggest weekend for the NBA. People from all over the world come here. So many different countries, so many different likes, so many different people, so many different walks of life. And for us to be here in Charlotte, I know the people of Charlotte are very appreciative of this moment, and I'm happy to be here. It's always an honor to be a part of All-Star Weekend. I grew up watching All-Star games throughout my whole life when I was a kid, and I just wish someday that I would be a part of it. So to sit here today, my 15th straight, being a part of this, I get a loss for words sometimes because I just know where I come from. You got Charlotte 2019, and I come from a small town in Akron, in Ohio. So, it's a tribute to my family, to my friends, and everybody that supported me over the years, and hopefully I continue to make them proud. I think the comparison thing will never stop, and I think it's great for the game. People are always going to make comparisons. What player remind you of him? What this guy does similar to that guy. So, I've never tooted my nose up or had anything to say with the comparisons to me and Zion and Zion to me. I think it's great. I think it's great for the game. With his athleticism, what we all see, his ability to jump up, well beyond the 10-foot rim is incredible. I think what's also incredible is at his size, his speed, his agility, his quickness. And then to add on to that, I think he's just a great kid. Every time, the media has asked him questions, he's always been right on and very humble about it. He's humble about the fact that he gets to play the game that he loves every single day. And I love everything about him from the outside looking in. I've never met the kid, but I love everything about him. And he keeps the main thing, and that's the game of basketball and being a part of something that's special, which I think that Duke program right now is special, not only with him, but with RJ, with Trey, and also, and also with Cam Reddish. So I think they're great, and they get to be around the greatest coach of all time, and Coach K. So I mean, it's an unbelievable thing that for Zion and for the rest of those guys. No, that ain't for me, man. We got a lot of guys that can handle the ball. You look at Kyrie, you look at Steph, you look at Kemba. Those guys are the crossover guys. Even KD, even being 7 foot, he can handle the ball at all-time high. So you get a lot of running from me, but other than that, you might not get much.
LeBron, what's it like to share this?
Say that again? Oh, what did it mean? I think I've always loved Kyrie. From before I met him to when I became his teammate to even now. I've always thought he was special. I think he has there's a reason why it's really only 24 of us here this weekend. And he's here for a reason. So the phone call, more than for me, I think just to see his growth. It takes a real man and a real person to understand who they are to be able to call or to do anything and be able to see their wrongdoings or believe they have some wrongdoings and then be able to come to grips with that and be able to either to apologize or say that at that point in time I thought I was ready for something but I really wasn't. And I'm not here to – I really don't want to talk about it too much because it's not for everybody. It's not for the media to be able to start writing things and, how you guys like to do it. Not saying you particular or you, Dave. I know you guys, but I don't know everybody here. I love Kyrie. I love everything about Kyrie. I've loved his family. And I definitely love his shoes and his game. And my kids love his shoes and his game, too. So it's all good.
LeBron, what about the jersey?
Yeah. I think everything in life you have to appreciate, no matter if it's good or bad. Like you said, it's been 1 year since, it was the call out of Shut Up and Dribble. And, you know, at that very moment, I knew at that moment that I was bigger than just basketball and I had to say something. And because it wasn't just about me, it was about all of us. You know, it'd be telling you guys to shut up and just write, you know, you guys not having a platform or just shut up and be a doctor or just shut up and be a lawyer or just shut up and be a teacher or just shut up and do whatever your occupation is. And I just think that's unfair to all of us because we are so much more than what our occupation say or what our name tag says. So for me to be able to have this platform as I did 1 year ago and to me be able to have that feeling throughout my body when I heard that, I think it has not only resonated with me, but it's resonated with a lot of people to be able to feel like they can be more. And so, like I said, I thanked her for that moment, and we all should thank her. But like I said, you have to appreciate anything that comes along, no matter if it's good or bad, because it helps you learn. It helps you become better to who you are. It helps you get more understanding of who you are or more understanding about what the situation is at that point in time. So I'm always been thankful for not only the good but the bad that's come across my life since I've been along this journey.
LeBron, Dwayne Wade, what would it be like to share this moment with Dwayne Wade, this final All-Star moment?
Say that again?
What would it be like to share this final All-Star moment with Dwayne Wade?
As much time as I can to get with him. I'm here. I've seen him already in the locker room. I've seen my nephew, Zaire. Every little bit of moment, every bit of time that I get with him this weekend is going to be always cherished, and it's great. I mean, we've been together almost 17 years now since we met at the combine, in Chicago in 2003. And, from that moment, we just knew that we were going to be together for a long time, and it hasn't stopped. For me being a competitor, for me being his teammate, to being a competitor again, from us sharing, father advice, to sharing marriage advice, to sharing son advice, it's really bigger than just basketball when it comes to me and D-Wade, because we can actually look at each other and know what each other's thinking and know how each other are feeling at points and times of our lives. So to be here, for me to be able to choose him to be a part of Team LeBron, for him to be here this weekend, it's a bittersweet moment, obviously. The bitter part of it, that this is his last weekend, being an All-Star weekend, and knowing that his journey is coming to an end as far as the basketball player. But the sweet moment is that we got so much more life to live together, and we will continue that. I think it's important to stick up for what you believe in, I think what Cap, I stand with Cap. I kneel with Cap. I feel what he was talking about, nobody wanted to listen to. Nobody ever really wanted to actually understand where he was coming from, I think that anybody that will sacrifice their livelihood for the better of all of us, I could respect that, and he's done that. I mean, you got a guy who basically lost his job because he wanted to stand for something that was more than just him. And so I'm happy to see the news come out yesterday that he won his suit. I hope it's a hell of a lot of money that can set not only him up, but set his family up, set his grandkids up for the rest of their lives. And I hope that, the word of what he did will live on throughout American history, but also world history, because it's important for all of us, not only African-Americans, but for everybody that want to stand up for something that's more important than them.
We're here in Charlotte where Michael owns a team. You've talked openly in the last few weeks about owning a team. Why is that so intoxicating? What is it about that that makes that so powerful?
I mean, it's not that it's intoxicating to me, and I don't think about it on a day-to-day basis. I was asked a question, I answered it how I felt at that point in time. And I believe that if I wanted to, I could own a team. I would be a part of a basketball team. I know that I got so much knowledge in the game that I don't want to, once I stop playing, that I just want to get away from the game. Obviously, I know I'm going to be along with my sons because they're going to play the game. They're playing the game now, so I'm going to be along with them. But if I can give back to this league in any way, shape, or form to continue to make this league as great as it is today, then I would love to. So we have to be the right fit, have to be the right city, have to be the right situation. It's not like it's a dream of mine. It's more of an aspiration. And see if it happens. If it don't, I wouldn't be disappointed in anything I've done off the floor. So we'll see what happens. I got a lot more game to play. I got a ton more years to play this game and suit up and be in a Lakers uniform. So you know, once we get to that point, we cross that path. But, you know, hopefully I can sit up here and answer questions as a player for a long time.
LeBron, when people access this
one, I got two more questions. I got you. Listen, when you grow up in the hood, where I grow up, there's black magicians you see every day. All right, so, listen. The things that I've seen growing up, I've seen a lot of black magicians, man. So, you know, straight from Akron, absolutely. Last question.
Here. Let people access.
I don't know. Go ahead. You're right in front of me. Go ahead.
You told a lot of stories through your sneakers. Is there anything we should expect this All-Star game and moving forward in the future with the 16s?
Yeah, we got a lot. Obviously, there's been a lot of photographs and a lot of pictures taken of the Watch the Throne 16. That's going to be here this weekend. I'm debating if I'm going to wear it in the game tomorrow. I have something else that I really can't talk about as well, but obviously the Watch the Throne is a huge piece of hip-hop history. Obviously, it's when Jay and Kanye got together, made an album, one of the best albums in hip-hop that we've ever seen. And for me to be able to have a shoe to calibrate and collaborate with that moment is huge. You know, at that time, I got an opportunity to see Jay and Kanye actually wear the Watch the Throne kicks at that moment on stage when they're performing at their concert. And for me to bring that all the way back to fruition, be here this weekend with the Watch the Throne 16s, it's pretty cool for not only me, but it's cool for all sneakerheads. It's cool for anybody that loves sneakers and inspirations and stories behind sneakers. So I'm just happy to be a part of the sneaker world and be a part of the, you know, having my own signature shoe. But I got something on my feet, too, that I'm going to wear in practice. I got the Safari, you know, LeBron 16 Lows. And everybody kind of know the Safari from the Air Maxes. So you'll see me wear those today as well. So I got a lot of inspirations, got a lot of stories, a lot of storytelling that we will continue to put on my sneakers. One more, and then I'm
out. LeBron, please, here. It's your right side. Here. LeBron, when people ask
me. Oh, yeah. Well, my kids in Akron, definitely.
LeBron, when people access this.
I don't know who will be able to be an NBA player or whoever, be a professional athlete, but every kid has a every kid has a dream, and every kid has that, and what that is, they have to tap into that. So for me to be a part of Akron and know that I'm giving my kids an opportunity to be able to tap into whatever that is, it means so much to me. So me having my school and me having them 240 kids to be able to see them every single day and figure out a way how we can tap into what that is to make them become successful in life, and I'm not even talking from a money standpoint, I'm just talking from where they feel like they've done something that means something in their lives and they'd be able to give back to, you know, that's what it's all about. So before I walk up the stage, shout out Akron, Ohio, 330 is where I'm from. It's where I stand. No matter where in the world that I go, I will always live for my hometown, because without my hometown, I wouldn't be who I am today. So shout out my kids at the I Promise School. I got a lot of my 330 ambassadors here this weekend doing a lot of groundwork in North Carolina and in Charlotte, you know, giving people what we do on a day-to-day basis back in Akron. So, I love you all. I love the media. You guys are my friends.
Man, I think we're at a point now where we protect the shooter more than the driver. I mean, there's no reason I should be going to the line four times in a game when I drive 100 times to the paint. I'm getting hit and slapped and grabbed and whatever, whatnot. So, but we protect the shooter. That's what it's turned into. You know, chicks dig the long ball. And that's what it's about.
On the inbound, they put it in the hands of LeBron. They have to hoist. Step back. Fires. The bottom! Absolutely cold-blooded LeBron James!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
If you get through this dragnet, it's as slippery as a nail in a barrel full of oil.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you need anything from a simple home repair to a major remodel, you need to know about Home Advisor. It's a totally free service that instantly connects you with top local service pros.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Just select the type of work you need done, and Home Advisor's ProFinder technology instantly finds top pros in your area.
You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use their cost guide to find out what hundreds of other repair and improvement projects cost in your area.
I think everybody should use HomeAdvisor. In fact, I tell everybody to use HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this shit is. I can see through I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape, but what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Oh, that is awesome.
Wrapping up another edition of the Taco Man Audio Magazine. My name, obviously, is Johnny Taco. You know, you'd be doing a million things right now. So I thank you so much for tuning in to the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Of course, a production of Sports Byline. We come to you each and every Saturday night on the West Coast at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time, of course, on the East Coast. And 7 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii. I want to thank the executive producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy. I want to thank Dominic Menez, Seth Myers. When I say the King, LeBron James. Nobody deserves to wear that crown more than LeBron. Does he? He's better than Steph Curry, isn't he? MVP-wise, isn't he? Think about that. Next week's show, we'll be here, of course, 10 p.m. Pacific time next Saturday night right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until then, I am the Taco Man. Peace, love, and a ton of respect.
So much. He kept growing. LeBron James in a steal. No one will come near it. 82-60. Burn Akron forever.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.